Welcome to Winning Is Not Everything, where we bring sanity back to youth sports by focusing on character development, effort, and sportsmanship, not rankings and trophies, and conversations with some of your favorite athletes and coaches. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, former NFL reporter, children's book author, and youth sports coach. Today, we've got part two of an incredible interview with the one and only Coach Tony Dungy. Let's get going. This episode is presented by All Over Media, which provides advertising solutions on mobile billboards and convenience stores in 200 markets across the country. Before we get into part two of my talk with Coach Tony Dungy, let's continue my story about first connecting with him. It's February 2007, and context is key. Coach Tony Dungy wasn't the icon then that he is now. At that time, in addition to being the Vikings beat reporter for the St. Paul Pioneer Press, I was also a columnist for AOL Sports. I decided to report a column and started to ask Colts players and coaches how Tony Dungy lived up to his comment. There were many, none more powerful than running back Dominic Rhodes, who grew up faithless and fatherless in Abilene, Texas. He said, quote, "You see what faith can do for you and the kind of person he is and the challenges he's had to go through," end quote. I'll post that column online, but it closed with a powerful quote from then Colts assistant Leslie Frazier and a single word, amen. Well, about 3 weeks after the Super Bowl, I checked my email and I was stunned to see the sender, Tony Dungy. I assumed it was spam, but I opened it and Tony had written a thank you because, as far as he knew, I was the only reporter from a secular media outlet to share the biggest point he'd hoped to make in the lead up to the big game. We connected for a phone call a few days later, and our conversation made me realize something. My gift and passion for storytelling could be utilized beyond NFL football fans. We have stayed in touch in the years since, and my kids and I have benefited from his wisdom through his books and his talks. I remember taking my son Elijah to hear Tony lead a powerful talk at a local church that was completely sold out. I have pages and pages of his wisdom, such as, quote, "Characters tested, revealed, and further developed by decisions we make in the most challenging times," end quote. That is why, though I've never played for him, I still call him Coach. Now let's continue with part two of our chat with Coach Tony Dungy. Although you were a standout quarterback, you played at a time when African Americans weren't widely empowered to play the position. How did you deal with that challenge?
Yeah, it was weird at first because I didn't really understand that. I played quarterback all the way through elementary school, middle school, high school. And then you start getting recruited and people are saying, well, you got to be careful if you go to that school, you may not be able to play quarterback. And you're saying, what does that mean? And that was all new to me. And then my senior year in college, I played a game. I'm at University of Minnesota. We're playing University of Washington. Warren Moon's the quarterback for the Huskies. I'm leading the Big Ten in passing. Warren's leading the Pac-10 in passing. And neither one of us get drafted. And it was like, wow. And so the scouts told me, well, you need to either go to Canada or change positions. So I went to the Steelers and became a safety. Warren went to the Canadian League and won 5 straight Grey Cups and then came back to the NFL. But it was a different era. But I look back at it, and for me, it was really God's hand on my life and directing me that way. I felt bad about it at the time, but I ended up going to Pittsburgh, becoming a defensive player, learning the other side of the ball, and God was preparing me to be a coach. So some of the things that are disappointments in life can really be blessings if we keep the right attitude.
I don't know, Tony. I think you were just suggesting to me that had you gone to Canada, that you would be Warren Moon and that you'd be in the Hall of Fame as a quarterback and not as a coach. Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, it has gone through my mind, but I really think God directed me the right way, and I'm glad that it worked out for both of us, worked out pretty well.
Looking back, what was something you appreciated about your parents' influence on your athletic journey?
I think both of my parents love sports. They love for me to be involved. They wanted me to be involved, but they didn't push it. They didn't make me play. They didn't make decisions for me. They always would suggest things, and they were always there and be supportive, but they weren't that overbearing parent that, hey, you've got to do this and you've got to do that. They let me enjoy it at my own pace, and they let me learn the lessons that I needed to learn. When I quit the high school team, my dad said, "Hey, I wouldn't do that if I were you," but he didn't make me go back. Say you have to, or you're not going to live in this house. He said, "Hey, you've got a lot of skills, but if you're not feeling that, then concentrate on what you want to do." And I think giving me the freedom to make mistakes, giving me the freedom to grow, but being there to guide me and give me advice when I needed it, they were special.
Both your parents were educators. Was that the emphasis from them?
Yeah, that was the biggest lesson. Hey, all these sports are great, and you might be good at them, but you aren't playing if you have bad grades. So make sure you put as much emphasis and energy into your studies as you do into your sports. It's okay to practice all night long, and hey, I'm fine with that. And you want to spend your whole weekend shooting baskets or going to the park and throwing with your receivers. That's great, but you got to find that same amount of time somewhere to do your schoolwork. And that was important.
As a father now, what are your two biggest priorities for each of your children's youth sports experience?
You know, I want them to have fun. That's what I did. I played the games because I enjoyed it. So I want them to learn how to play the games and learn how to do it the right way and do it safely. But more than anything, I want them to enjoy the sport. So if they like soccer and they want to play, that's great. Let's be on the soccer team. But I'm not going to just put them, hey, you've got to play soccer because, you know, that sport I want you to play. Do it because you enjoy it. Learn the right way to play, and you're going to be fine.
You've been on sidelines at all levels, including for your kids. What's one message you have for youth sports parents today?
I would tell them something that Chuck Noll told me when I got to his coaching staff. And he said, you win football or any sport, you win with fundamentals. And so that's important to teach kids how to play the game right. But then he said, the first three letters of fundamentals are F-U-N. And don't take the fun out of it. Even at our level, if you take the fun out of it, you're not going to win, and it's not going to be beneficial to the player. So win with fundamentals, but keep the fun in it, and you're going to be successful as a youth coach or a youth parent.
You've written books for kids. What's one message you have for student athletes who look up to you?
I tell all young people, and everybody comes to me, hey, what does it take to get to the NFL? I want to be like Peyton Manning. I want to be like Derrick Brooks. First of all, it takes a great deal of work. There's a lot of people that have that same goal, and you have to be willing to outwork all of them all. The Lord gives everybody talent, okay? But talent is not what makes great players. It's hard work. So if you want to get to that level, be prepared to work and outwork everybody else you come across. The second piece of advice is more important. The same amount of work you put into your sports career, put that into your schoolwork and put that into your community. Because at some point, you're going to retire from sports. You might retire at 18 when you go to college, like a lot of people have to do. You might retire at 22 when you leave college. You might retire at 50, like Adam Vinatieri. But you are going to retire at some point. And then your studies, your academic career, your community work, that's going to have to take over. What are you going to fall back on? Are you going to just be one of those persons that say, I used to be a good football player, I used to be a good athlete? Or are you going to be someone that says, you know, here's what I'm doing now, and here's how I'm helping my community? So work hard on and off the field.
Outstanding. Well, Tony, thank you so much for being a guest on my podcast. You've been absolutely incredible, and I look forward to chatting with you in the future.
Oh, Sean, it's always great. Appreciate what you do and getting this message out to young people. I think you're going to help a lot of people.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Coach Tony Dungy. Make sure to like, subscribe, and share. Thanks again for tuning in. This is Winning is Not Everything. Remember, youth sports is not about titles, trophies, and rankings. It's about character development, effort, and sportsmanship. I'm your host, Sean Jensen, and we'll see you next time.